And of course, the idea of women imposing a ban on sex to force men to end or avoid violence isn't new. The Greek dramatist Aristophanes wrote a play about it in 411 BC. It's called Lysistrata. Well, Dr. Dimitra Femi is a lecturer in classical myths and English literature at Cardiff University. She told me more about the play.
Lysistrata is obviously a fictional character. There isn't much proof of anybody called that name. And actually, her name is symbolic, is how you'd have in some medieval plays every man who symbolises any man. Lysistrata actually means the releaser of armies. Her name comes from the verb leo, to release, to untie, and stratos, the army. So her name has been invented to kind of encapsulate what she's trying to do in the play. The plot is that the women of Athens have had enough of the Peloponnesian War, and they're actually conspiring with women from enemy cities as well. So women from Sparta get consulted, etc., etc. And the plan is, we're going to refuse having sex with our husbands, and also they barricade themselves in the Acropolis, where all of the money of the Athenian state is kept. So it's a dual kind of movement there. But obviously, in the play, the women were successful, and they did get their peace in the end. And the whole point was that they wanted peace, but without putting in danger their own husbands, their own families. And it's this idea of, you know, men like going around fighting, but you know, we want them at home, and we want a nice, peaceful society. So we have to stick together and make this happen, because they can't see reason at the moment.
And what does the play have much to say about gender roles and relations at the time?
Absolutely. I think it's quite important to point out that the women that go through all of that process in the Lysistrata are actually respectable married women. And the idea is that there's actually a threat to the family, to the future of the family in a way, because the respectable married woman is the one out of whom a respectable Athenian man could have proper offspring, which would be a legal Athenian citizen. So by withdrawing withdrawing sex, you're posing the family under threat. You're putting the family under threat straight away. There's also some hilarious moments in the play where there's the male chorus and the female chorus of female old women and old men, because at some point the old men are trying to recapture the Acropolis, and they exchange insults like you can't imagine. Really, it's really, really wonderful to watch.
So there's
definitely this idea of the war of the sexes.
Yes, I was going to say that obviously they're trying to stop a genuine war,
yes,
while at the same time, I suppose, having a metaphorical war between the sexes.
Absolutely, yes.
It's interesting that in Kenya, this protest, if we want to call it that, it's going to last a week, and the women here are bringing in perhaps less respectable members of society. They're offering to pay sex workers in Kenya not to have sex during the course of that week.
This is a play about sex and about how powerful it can be. So in a way, I think that this is a total parallel. Obviously, the difference is that there's a deadline for what's happening in Kenya at the moment. I think it would be probably far too much to go for an indefinite ban.
And if it works, who knows when we'll see it next? It could be used as a political lever in virtually any country, really, couldn't it?
That's right.
Let's wait and see, shall we? Dr. Dimitra Femi there telling us all about the Aristophanes play Lysistrata,
which dated from 411 BC, round about the birth date, I suspect, of the presenter of Wales Today.